And now for a bit of departure from our usual one-on-one interview format, as I meet with two faculty members, Dr. Mark Pegram and Dr. Brian Leland-Jones. I ask these investigators to present cases from their own practices that typify some of the greatest clinical challenges in the current management of patients with HER2-positive breast cancer. To begin, I asked each to present a case of a patient with a small node-negative HER2-positive tumor, and Dr. Jones began.
This is a 34-year-old, real lady, married, no children, had eggs collected for in vitro fertilization, hopefully after the treatment, total size of 0.5 centimeters, high-grade, LVI, DCIS throughout the breast, requiring a mastectomy, ER 90% positive, PGR 30% positive, HER2 FISH positive, very athletic girl, swims, runs, everything. To give Herceptin or not to give Herceptin.
What was her sort of overall attitude? Proactive about it or concerned about the potential side effects?
Very concerned from every point of view. Husband was extremely nervous, kept on calling me all the time. I went to the utter limit to try to get the egg collections. We actually arranged two cycles of egg collections before her chemo. She missed one of them from just basically pure nervousness. And just to give you an idea, Neil, of the state of anxiety, we treated her afterwards, without saying too much, with tamoxifen and then ovarian suppression with Zoladex. After that, she complained bitterly. I then referred her to another expert medical oncologist in a different city, and she came off the ovarian suppression. Feels a little bit better at this point, but I think a lot of it was driven by anxiety.
So, no children?
No children.
And had they been trying to have children before this all started?
Not very intently, no. They'd sort of left it, both professionals, the usual kind of situation, and then this hits.
What about in vitro fertilization, Mark, in terms of safety, in terms of the hormones that are given?
Well, as you know, there's little to no data on what impact that might have in terms of risk of subsequent breast cancer or relapse. But certainly the hormonal agents that are involved from a theoretical point of view might be deleterious in terms of that risk. And so it concerns me. We also know that the pregnant state itself may be associated with a blip in the incidence and risk of breast cancer based on epidemiologic data from Leslie Bernstein at USC. Who has shown in large population studies that clearly the pregnant state may be associated with a slight increase in risk of breast cancer and therefore maybe also risk of recurrence. So I think we have to talk about these issues with patients and yet acknowledge that they're theoretical issues and there's no clinical data that we can point to that can answer the question yay or nay or define exactly what the risk, if any, really is in terms of recurrence risk.